It was the anniversary this past weekend of the premiere in 1941 of Walt Disney's Dumbo, and that brings Andrew Gordon to some thoughts about how to look at this and other animated films.
We don't usually think about the presence of ideas of race and racial supremacy in animated cartoons. Whenever I bring Walt Disney cartoons into my film classes at the University of Florida, for example, there are invariably protests against any such critique of these movies. One of my students, in fact, said, "I feel safer taking my child to a Disney movie than taking him to Sunday school." Nevertheless, seemingly innocent cartoons can produce fundamental and lasting notions about social life. The lessons about social difference have always been there in cartoons, often disguised in the shape of talking animals. Think of the dialect of Br'er Rabbit and Br'er Fox in Song of the South, or the chorus of crows in Dumbo.
"Hey, brother, wait a minute. Don't go away feeling like that. We done seen the light. You boys is okay.
Please, you've done enough.
Well, but we's all fixing to help you."
You can also justify all sorts of social arrangements by referring to the animal kingdom. For example, The Lion King suggests that everyone is innately part of a hierarchy. Lions are born to rule, hyenas are born to follow. In Pocahontas, the audience is asked to believe that exploitation and racism don't reside in the social system of empire, but solely in the hearts of one or two bad apples. Historically, of course, the genocide of Native Americans does not support this Hollywood vision. And then there's Shrek. As Kermit tells us, it's not easy being green, but the green ogres who star in Shrek are voiced by white actors, while Eddie Murphy plays the comic sidekick, Donkey. If we want to live in a truly democratic society, parents and teachers need to educate themselves about these submerged messages, even in, well, perhaps especially in, animated films, precisely so we can encourage children to think beyond these stereotypes. When we do, in films like Finding Nemo, we can make some real progress. There are no racial or social hierarchies under the sea. Fish of all kinds and colors, from clownfish to octopi, cooperate and help each other out. In Finding Nemo, it's the people who are far scarier than the sharks.
Andrew Gordon is the author, with Hernan Vera, of the recent study, Screen Saviors, Hollywood Fictions of Whiteness.